On Sunday, Ohio State University's largest ever graduating class gets their diplomas. Some 12,000 students will gather in Ohio Stadium, but only one will receive degrees in both medicine and law. WOSU's Sam Hendren has this profile.
Peter Lewis, the son of Haitian immigrants, grew up in a single-parent home in Brooklyn, New York.
Growing up in inner city, I mean, I realized, you know, early on in grammar school that I was a have-not. So it has had a significant influence on how I see the world and my perspective.
By the time he got to college, Lewis knew he could help people by pursuing a career in medicine. Ohio State came to his attention 10 years ago during his undergraduate days at Marist College.
I came to the desk of an Ohio State representative who was talking about all the great things that the College of Medicine here at Ohio State offered. And she mentioned the dual degree programs, MD, MPH, MD, MBA, MD, PhD. And then at the very end, I saw MD, JD. And I said, wow, I can get this degree. With the MD, JD, I can not only just, help people with respects to the science of medicine and the art of medicine, but I can also help people with respects to policy actually influencing regulation and law.
Though it's a dual degree program, Lewis had to apply to OSU's law school and medical school separately. He then spent his first 2 years in the College of Medicine, followed by 2 years at the law school, then went back to medical school for a year. This final year was divided between medicine and law.
So how tough was it?
It depends. Let's just say I haven't had a television for the last 7 years. And I had to flip my mind from medicine to law. I think what made it also difficult was that there wasn't anyone else doing it with me. Yeah. I think it was the hardest part was doing it alone. You know, my family was there for support, obviously, but, you know, they weren't here in Ohio. But that was the hardest part.
But Lewis persevered, buoyed, he says, by his mother's own tenacity.
Like many people who immigrate to this country, they have a dream of the American dream. She's done, you know, outstanding, considering where she started. Again, you know, I grew up in the inner city, so we lived in public housing. But now my mom, I mean, going back a decade, has owned her own home. She put my sister, brother, and I through college, and she just worked extremely hard. And I get my work ethic and my perseverance and diligence from her.
That education, though, comes at a price. Lewis says he thinks the enormous cost might discourage more people from pursuing the MD-JD degrees.
I haven't looked at the exact numbers. Luckily, I was able to receive some scholarship from both the medical school and law school. And I think one of the reasons why many people haven't done this route is on account of the cost of attending medical school and law school. I mean, alone, I mean, each of those alone, let alone combined.
Lewis is already demonstrating his expertise and his compassion. During Christmas break, he volunteered for a medical missions trip to Haiti.
I treated over 100 patients in a week and a half, and seeing that the conditions that they were suffering from were conditions that were easily treatable, were preventable, I should say, made me realize the importance of having government infrastructure in order to ensure that you have a healthy population. And I think my medical and legal education allowed me to see this.
Now that he has both degrees, Peter Lewis will focus first on medicine, specializing in pathology. He's off to Vanderbilt to begin his residency. Ultimately, he says, he'll work to improve access to health care for underprivileged people by using his knowledge of law. Sam Hendren, WOSU News.